Welcome back to Giants.com on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. This is your two-minute drill, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmuck. Of course, Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way every Monday through Friday at noon on Giants.com. But today we're going to talk about the new mock draft tracker update. Go to Giants.com/mock draft. The Giants keep track of the mock drafts for you, the fan, so you don't have to go to all the different websites. They have them all together in one spot. And, Paul, a lot of the same names are kind of lurking around for the Giants. You got Shaq Lawson, Jack Conklin, Ronnie Stanley, Leonard Floyd. A new name in the mix, though, coming up this week, Bucky Brooks has Kevin Dodd, Shaq Lawson's teammate, going to the Giants at 10. Your thoughts on Dodd?
Well, you know, the thing about Dodd is he doesn't have a whole ton of experience in terms of playing time. He's also a little bit older, and quite honestly, because he's kind of raw.
24 years old, by the way.
Inconsistencies. Yeah, and so there are people who think long-term he may be the better prospect over Lawson by the time he's through, and he may even have a longer career and maybe even a little bit of a better all-around player against the run, but Lawson being the more dynamic of the pass rushers between the two. You know, it's kind of like, do you like apples, do you like oranges? I do know this. Dodd's probably going to be in the middle of the first round, and whether or not he goes as high as 10 remains to be seen.
And only 1 year of game tape for Dodd, only played that 1 year in Clemson the year before he came out. Now, we also have on Giants.com, Dan Salomon wrote up a nice article talking about the two grade A mock drafts that Todd McShay and Mel Kiper put together after the first overall pick got traded to the St. Louis Rams. Now, this is not them predicting who they think the teams will pick. This is if they were the general manager, who they would pick if they were the particular team. So first of all, let's start with Kiper. He is Laquon Treadwell at 1 for the Giants in round 1, 10th overall. At 40th overall in round 2, Noah Spence. And at 71st overall in round 3, Kenneth Dixon.
Well, you know, Treadwell is that Anquan Boldin type, the guy who doesn't have great speed, doesn't have the measurables that a lot of people like, but he does nothing but produce.
Someone's called him a power wide receiver to me.
Well, good hands, strong, runs good routes. Again, not explosive, but he makes plays and finds ways to fight for the ball. He'll get the 50-50 ball every time.
And some people think on tape Noah Spence might be the best edge rusher in this draft.
And he's one of those tweeners, John. He would have been a perfect fit for a lot of those guys last year who went in the first round. Of course, there's the whole background and off-the-field stuff that some people question as well. But again, for me, he's better in the 3-4 scheme.
And then Kenneth Dixon, the running back.
Dixon's one of these guys who does a lot of things well. He's good, but does not any one particular thing really, really, really well. And so, again, that's the kind of thing where in the third round, you're looking at more of those kinds of players than someone who does something so great that he's an impact guy.
Now, real quickly on McShay, Ronnie Stanley is his first pick to the Giants in round 1 at number 10. We've talked a lot about him. We don't have to go through Ronnie Stanley again. Real good technician, good pass protector. Yep. The other two guys I want you to talk about, we haven't talked about him much on Big Blue Kickoff Live or on Giants.com. That's Kamale Correa out of Boise State, the outside linebacker, and then Farrell Cooper, the wide receiver out of South Carolina.
Yeah, well, let me go with Cooper first because, to me, slot receiver is a definite critical need for this team, and he's that kind of guy. I think he's going to be a good slot receiver, has a make-it grade for me in this league, so I would not have a problem with him in a third-round value. I think that's a good pick there for them to make. As far as Correa, Boise State, I don't want to besmirch them at all, but not the greatest level of competition in that league. And to me, that's part of what you have to grade when you look at a guy like that, especially if you're going to project a guy like that. I don't know if he's got the physicality and the kind of nose into the ball kind of situation. If you're going to play him inside with traffic, I'm a little concerned.
And he has been labeled as one of those tweeners that you talk about as well, a outside linebacker that likes to rush the passer, more of a fit for a 3-4 than perhaps a 4-3. But a great athlete, and some people think he can play in any scheme. There you have it, your two-minute drill. I know we have a little more than 2 minutes, but a lot of information to get out there on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.